you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out.
I love other people's secrets.
Bring them out.
Because I can't keep them anyway.
No, you cannot.
So it's fun. Let's say good morning to not Kathy. Do tell us about your secret lifestyle.
I went to Texas for a convention. And I was having a really good time hanging out at a club with one of my friends. And, you know, we always use different names and occupations.
Okay.
But, you know, we made a couple of guy friends there a few years ago. And, well, honestly, we visited them 3 times since, and we still use the same names from the first time we were there.
Okay. So you met them, and they met you as what or who?
Well, I'm going to keep those names.
Oh my God.
Cruise around town.
That's not even your real name. All right. What are you? What kind of, do you have a job? What's the job?
Well, I've been working in pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
So.
So you're not Kathy, the drug dealer, the legal drug dealer.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So you guys go there, you create this identity. Hi, I'm Karen and I'm Lacey and we're drug reps.
Woo!
Basically.
Well, yeah, actually, that's pretty close.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Yes. I guess after a period of time, though, do you just, you know, you keep rolling with it forever?
I don't know. It's been 3 times. This is sort of like when you can't remember someone's name and you've crossed beyond the level.
Oh, well aware. And that's kind of the issue right now is, like, we're in it so deep, we don't really know how to correct it. But we've become pretty close friends with these guys.
Yeah.
And
What about more than friends? Is there a that situation?
Well, not on my end.
Okay.
That's
on Lacey's end.
Brenda.
All right.
Oh, my God. I know. Really, the only way to do it is to be like, funny story.
Let me tell you something. Check this out. Uh-huh. Hilarious. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not sure I would be that upset as a guy. I don't know.
Would you?
This point, not like we're married.
Exactly.
Right. No. I think you can still
if you guys also have some sort of really sort of steamy secret that you guys like or anything, that would be a good time to tell that one too. It's because then you do both of them. Like, hi, I've been lying to you, but let me tell you what I'm into.
Yeah.
And then everything's
you're a furry,
good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I did this one time.
Oh, you did?
The pretend identity.
I've done it too.
You have?
Yes.
Who are you, Antoine?
I was esteemed Virginia Tech quarterback Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, get out of here.
I was at Myrtle Beach and I was wearing a bunch of Virginia Tech stuff. Swear, hand to God. And these guys walked up to me, Virginia Tech fans.
Uh-huh.
And I just threw it. And it was a dark club. And I just threw out the name, said, hey, do you play football? And at this point, I was like, I'm out of town. Why not? And I said I was Tyrod Taylor. They took a picture with me.
Oh,
swear to God.
Oh,
sure, because Tyrod Taylor would come in his uniform. While
I wasn't in uniform. I just had on my Virginia Tech windbreaker pants that the athletes get.
Yeah, a sticker, a little name badge.
Tyrod. That's fraud is what you
did. It was terrible.
You
took
a picture?